We are going to close out the night with someone who's been doing this a while, and his stories are always super sweet, Charlie Manson.
Yeah! Yeah!
Well, no pressure, but I definitely mailed it in this month.
Not even phone. Mail.
Oh, yeah, it should be here on Monday. Shit. All right. So what is the biggest complaint about movies nowadays? Everything's a sequel or a comic book. Nothing's original anymore. Now we are at a point in our culture where there's a fishbowl of self-referential ideas. And yes, we, the nerds, are now ruling the world. Whedon and Abrams are now kings of the box office by our doing. Disney owns Pixar, The Muppets, Marvel, and Star Wars. There is a ton of nerdery under one giant, nasty corporate umbrella. Patton Oswalt has already gone into the masterful detail of that. I cannot match that. But there's a certain fear where all of these amazing, important concepts are now being manipulated by this overarching corporate nerd factory. And it's cool, like, that one day I'll be able to go on a ride at Disney World where I can maneuver my X-Wing down the Meridian Trench in the northern hemisphere of the Death Star and fire a proton torpedo in the thermal exhaust port, which is no bigger than a... Thank you, Womp Rat. Oh, you guys sounded so, like, nervous to say Womp Rat. Fucking Womp Rat, you bastards. Nevertheless, as cinema stops taking risks and money gets invested in safe sequels, we will only be seeing truly original ideas coming from independent cinema, where it usually does. However, this is something I've been preaching for years. There was a time in cinema when great ideas and studios converged, where the brilliant original concepts of an independent filmmaker smushed into the badass budget of a major studio film. Was it the 30s? No. Was it the Arturo movement of the 1970s? Yeah, a little bit, but that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about 1999.
Yeah.
Bum, 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 bum. I was dreaming when I wrote this. So forgive me if I go astray. But when I woke up this morning, could have sworn it was Judgment Day. 8mm, 10 Things I Hate About You, The 13th Warrior, 200 Cigarettes, American Beauty, American Pie, Analyze This, Any Given Sunday, Austin Powers 2, The Spy Who Shagged Me, The Boondock Saints, Bringing Out the Dead, Cider House Rules, Deep Blue Sea, Detroit Rock City. Yes! While there are reboots, retellings, sequels, spin-offs, there are also some of the most memorable movies that have stuck with our generation. Dick. Dogma, End of Days, Existence, Eyes Wide Shut, Galaxy Quest, Ghost Dog, Way of the Samurai, yes. Go, The Green Mile, Idle Hands, Iron Giant, Lake Placid, The Limey, Lake Placid, The Limey, Magnolia.
Oh, yeah.
This was an era of cinema.
That's a movie.
Yeah, it's something. Oh. This was an era of cinema aided by the availability of DVDs within that year, which we all bought for ourselves and gave as gifts. They became ingrained in our Saturday nights and our lazy Sunday afternoon movie-watching culture. These are the movies that many of us would still stop and watch when flipping through channels. Man on the Moon, Mystery Men, Never Been Kissed,
yes.
The Ninth Gate, Notting Hill. She's All That and The Sixth Sense, both written by M. Night Shyamalan. Sleepy Hollow, South Park, Bigger, Longer, and Uncut. Stir of Echoes, The Thomas Crown Affair, Three Kings, Varsity Blues, Virgin Suicides.
Yeah.
Okay? Now, this list alone, as you guys know, is a murderer's row of memorable films. Now, some of you think, damn, I didn't know all those movies came out in that year. And some of you might be acting like motherfuckers right now and saying, well, I could just go down any list of movies that came out in any year. Maybe 94, 2007. Oh, that's great. All right. Well, here's my counter to that. Being John Malkovich, The Blair Witch Project, Fight Club, Office Space, and The Matrix. Oh.
Yeah.
Episode one.
Yeah, but we're getting that. Those are the big ones. These are the game changers. These are the movies that each had the potential to spin out into their own worlds, inspire a new generation of idea makers. But alas, the money well dried up. There were too many flops. 9/11, I'm sure it did something to it. I don't know. Now, 9/11, am I right, guys? Terrorists are pretty much winning. Now, great ideas.
I won't go back to that well.
Now, great ideas have to thrive in a lower than low budgets and independent scene. It has to go back to the way it was. And studios are in the business of making their money back, and they won't be making the same risk they did 14 years ago, which is why we'll be getting more movies like these last two pieces of crap that came out in 99. Episode 1 of Phantom Menace and Wild Wild West. But there was a time when these ideas and this creativity and this beauty, all this originality, maybe it was based on a book, but David Fincher really knocked Fight Club out of the fucking park. It was this amazing year of film, and it just happened, and I don't think we celebrated enough. And as much as I enjoyed The Man of Steel and Star Trek Into Darkness, no colon. And Iron Man 3, I long for the impressive originality of 99 when the nerds were writing the movies with a new brilliance instead of being pandered to so they can take our lunch money. 2000 party over, oops, out of time. So tonight I'm gonna party like it's 1999. Thank you.
Charlie, you should have had us learn that song. Although, if I'm sure you had Dwight, you don't like Prince, is that right?
Well, I never said that.
Dwight, you don't like Prince, isn't that right?
I never said I didn't like Prince.
I swear you
said. I'm not a huge fan of his.
Same thing. Charlie, will you do me a favor real quick and read the line again? How exactly did you characterize the Walt Disney Company in your piece?
Oh.
I'm just curious.
Actively dislike Prince.
Uh-huh.
I'm just saying.
It doesn't matter.
Nerdery. Corporate nerd factory. Overarching corporate nerd factory.
There was a line I think before that. Something that sounded a little more sinister.
I riffed on that. I didn't write that.
I'm just spitballing, but I wonder, like, Chris Geiger, do you think there's anything to that idea that the Disney Corporation is evil somehow? Anyway.
Disney Corporation is a completely altruistic organization.
Stick around for Nerdalog Season 2 in the fall, guys.